Online Podcast 221. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Online Podcast. How are you? May the 4th be with you. May the 4th be with you. So, this is also a live show recorded on Friday the 4th. So, I'm saying may the 4th be with you because, Chris is going to go poop. So, he's going to go away for a bit. Oh, don't leave the room. He's going to need me to add him back. Crap. Thank you for listening. Those of you who are listening to this on a podcast. Oh, gosh. And also, those who are listening live right now, we have 6 people listening in from all over the place. And welcome to you. And for the live listeners, may the 4th be with you. And for the podcast listener, may the 7th be with you. So what's up? Let's see. I'm going to say hi, hello to everyone in the chat room. Let me see who's there. David B. is there. Andy Melton is there. Dace is there. Christopher just went to shit. And I don't know who else is there. But listening to live, there are several people. But I want to say a big thank you to a dear, dear friend for enduring my shit. And thank you very much for everything. Let's just get this out of the way. And now I can smile. I had a weird, weird week last weekend because it was full moon, and I swear the fucking self, I mean, what the hell am I talking about? I swear to you that every time when there's a full moon, I get funky mood. And it's all in my head. It's crazy thought brewing in my head. There you go. Anyway, talking about crazy. So, there is, last week, there was a shooting here, happened in Kansas City. It's exactly, 8 days ago, you know, it was last week, last Sunday. So, not yesterday, but last Sunday. And so, there was a shooting here in Kansas City, and several people emailed me and told me that, asking me if I was okay. Because I think who was it? I forgot who wrote me an email then. I remember vividly Brad did because he left me several messages. Brad from 773 podcast burp. talking about burp. So podcast. I mean 773 podcast. Brad asked me if I was okay. So without giving you too much detail about the location, I just want to tell you that it's a target that I go to all the time, and it was pretty scary. And if let's just put it this way, I'm just glad that I was lazy that day. How about that? Some of you who wrote me personally, I did tell you and explain to you what the further details, because I don't, you know, there are things that I don't want to put it out there. And Targay, apparently Brett says, calls it Targay. So I have 10,000 things going on. So the target shooting, it was scary. 2 people killed. 3, including himself, the gunman, because police gunned him down. And now I'm going to play a voicemail for you that I received from this person that I have no idea who he was. And I hope if you're listening to this, please let me know. I'm going to play this voicemail and let me know who he is. I mean, it's a nice message, but nice because it has to do with my fat. So listen to this, and I will ask this person to identify himself again. I couldn't quite hear him, so listen to this.
John Ong, I was talking to Rebecca Nay, Tranny Wreck, and she was telling me that she met you in person and you were not fat. She says, I don't know why he says I'm fat. And I defended your honor, and I said, John Ong is too fat. Shut up. And she
thank
did,
you.
And she cried. I just wanted to let you know that I defended your honor from a fat and getting fatter Bill Fay. Okay, bye.
Is it Bill? What? I couldn't even get to the name. Did somebody in the chat room know who this person is? Bill? Who is he? I feel so bad that I didn't know. Let's see. Let me try that last part again.
From a fat and getting fatter, Bill Fay. Okay, bye.
What that? What? What was that? Does anybody know in the live chat? It's Zillafag. Oh my gosh. Okay. Thank you, Andy Melton. Thank you, Zillafag. I thought little fat. I was like, what the hell? Okay, Zillafag, thank you. Well, so Zillafag met Rebecca Ney, and Rebecca Ney apparently said that I'm not fat. Well, I'm no longer as fat. There are still fat everywhere, but I'm no longer very fat. So that's a good thing, and we'll talk about that sometime in June. And for those of you who've been to my blog, you know that I host my blog as well as my podcast on the same page. That's onlinepodcast.com. If you go to onlinepodcast.com, you'll be able to find my chat. I mean, not chat, my what do you call it? My ding dong forum, not forum. What the thing is? What the Skype? No. What is it called? The blog. You can find the blog there as well as my podcast on Monday, right? So I yeah, you can also leave me my chingo. In fact, if you want to leave a message without being on the show, you can actually leave me a my chingo message, and I'll actually talk to you that way. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a sip of water. I'll be doing the show. The show's live, and every once in a while... actually, this is an idea from Chris. Oh, I should play that message, shouldn't I? Let me see if I can find the message first. What? I thought I put the message in here. Did I not? Oh, I did not. Let me see if I can find the message, and I'll play it back for you. Christopher had an idea because... was it last week? Yeah, last week. No, 2 weeks ago I recorded a show, and he was disappointed that he wasn't able to join my live show. And so he was asking me if I have a sort of like a server or something or other, stuff like that. Not server. What am I called? I'm doing many things. That's why I'm a bit retarded. He was asking me if I have any kinds of 773 podcasts. I'm going to play talking about 773 podcasts. I'm going to play Brad's voicemail right now.
Hey, John, this is Brad from the 773 podcast. Just calling to check in to make sure you're okay. I heard about that shooting at the mall in Kansas City, and I'm a little concerned. Chance of you being there, probably pretty slim, but just want to call, check in, make sure you're okay. Otherwise, if you are okay, hope you're well. Bye.
Thank you. He's so sweet. You know, Brad is like the sweetest guy. And one other thing, too. He gave me gay games from last year. He gave me a bunch of those gay games memorabilia that I have set on my desk, display nicely, and I haven't even shown it to anybody yet. I haven't taken any pictures, so I suck. So, without any... I'm trying to look for my message right now. I know I'm so unorganized. What is that thing called? K7. I keep saying V7. K7. I want to find the message from... Christopher.
Good morning, John Ong. This is Christopher Coates in California, Pennsylvania. It's 6:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm up getting ready to go to my internship this morning, and I was listening to your latest podcast, and I'm a little pissed that you did another live broadcast that you recorded, and I had no idea that you did it. I'm just very beside myself this morning, and you need to come up with some sort of email list or listserv so that when you do a spur of the moment live broadcast, you can send that email out and people will know, at least have a notification. Because, you know, I'm a full-time student, and it's the end of the semester, so I'm doing a lot of projects, a lot of papers, and so I do a lot of sitting in front of the computer this time of the year. So, you know, it's easy for me to listen and interact online as well as do homework. So I'm just upset that I missed listening to you live.
Well, thank you.
I have to go to the shower now.
So you're showering and pooping. All right, bye. Thank you for the message, Christopher. I don't know, are you back yet from shitting, Christopher? Christopher is apparently, well, because of that message, and also, Brad left a message in the comment section that he felt the same way, and therefore, I sent out email to Brad and, Christopher about tonight's recording. So if anybody else is interested in that, please let me know. I mean, if it's just the two of you, I'll just shoot email to you, right? But if it's not, you can just, if nobody else are interested, then just, you know, I'll just send email to both of you. If more people are interested, I may actually set up a listserv or something. I don't know. Is there a way of sending registered people in on your website to actually send out bursts of email to everybody? I thought the feature was there, but I'm not sure. So Andy Melton probably would know this answer to that question. So if you are aware of any solution, please let me know. I know how to set up a listserv very easily, so I can actually do that. But I just want to see if there's probably a plugin, Andy said. So we'll see if it's gonna be too tough to do. I hope that I can just add on to my WordPress rather than having to do a complete new listserv thingy. So now I'm not interested in doing email, send email subscription to everybody, because I don't want people to get email every time I post a new, well, maybe you do, I don't know. Or what I'm thinking of rather right now is more like a something that I can just go in there and look for the subscribers and those people who register on the website, and I'll just send out a burst of email telling people that, hey, I have a spur of the moment live show going on. So, that said, I'm going to check into the chat room and see. I call the Psychic Friends Network to see what time you're That's very funny. That's very funny. Brad from 773 Podcast said that he called the Psychic Friends Network to see what time my show will be on, and they kept giving him the time in Malaysia. So, okay, apparently there's some kind of a WordPress, whatchamacallit, hoo-ha, stuff like that. So, but anyway, maybe we'll talk to Andy Melton in a moment, but in the meantime, I want to get on to the next thing. I want to say, though, Lady Reptastic, it is addictive, it is funny, and if you want to get a good laugh, episode 61, I laughed my ass off listening to that. And so right now, let's go on to, we were talking about, where was I? Tangents. I was talking about my fortune cookie, no, my blog, because I posted a fortune cookie picture on the website on my blog, and the fortune reads like this. It says, what does it say? It says, I see dead people. No. It says on my fortune cookie, it says, a nice cake is waiting for you. And so I posted something on my blog because I get the weirdest thing. The last time I got the weird message was, not message, the fortune cookie was telling me that, you know, you'll find things that you've been looking for, something like that, and that was the day after I lost my phone. I never did find the phone, but the replacement come the day it says, the fortune cookie says it's going to come. And also, I think I posted one previously too, so if you like to check out pictures and stuff like that, you can go to the website. Oh, the last one that I posted was, your life will be happy and peaceful. So while I have that picture up, I apparently got a few responses from several people. And I would like to go into talking about that. That is, Hardy from Australia said that every once in a while, gosh, I cannot speak tonight. What the hell happened to me? Hardy says that sometimes he gets the weirdest fortune cookie, and so he says he is sometimes too profound. So anyway, I'm reading while I'm doing this, so I'm all confused right now. And so so one of his was, "You've won $1 million." Not. That was one of Hardy's. And he also says what? And something too profound, such as, "When the sky is blue, you know that you've arrived." So, weird stuff like that. And so to respond to that, I wrote, this is my own made-up fortune cookie, and mine was, "When your stomach aches, you shit poop out of your ass." So that was mine. And then Hardy wrote back, and he wrote, "When you smell bad, I've already farted." And then his next one was, "I am fat so good." Wait, shit. Let me try that again. "I am fat, so go screw yourself if you don't like chocolate." So that was lovely. Oh, I have one other thing to, before we come back to this fortune cookie business. I want to say hello to, should I say his name? Yeah, so I want to say hi to Norman. Norman, hi. Thank you for visiting me in Kansas City. It was a lovely chat. I really love meeting you. I don't know if I posted it on my website. I don't think I've posted the pictures yet because I wasn't sure if he wanted it to be out there. But now that he's posted the picture on his own blog, I will do that too as well on Flickr. So, nice, Norman, a long-time listener, and become a friend now. So, lovely. And you can go read his blog. I'll maybe put a link or something if I'm free enough to find do show notes. So, okay, let's hop back. One other thing I want to talk about, too, but let's go to the this first. Let me make a note so I won't forget. Let me see. Let's see what's going on in the chat room. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Anyway, nobody said anything. Funny. Did I say funny? Funny! Right. So, my gosh, my live show really sucks when I don't play music. Anyway, next thing I want to talk about is I want to get some response. I want to get some of your idea of what a bad fortune cookie might be. So the question is, whether or not you're listening to this live and you want to contribute to this, I can call you, or you can leave a horrible, bad fortune cookie messages in the chat room, and I'll read it out if you don't want me to call you. If you want me to call you, I'll call you. So, what is that? The cake is in the chat room. Okay. And so, right now, think about it while I talk about this. PodCamp Midwest 2007 is coming up. It is going to be on July the 20th and the 21st. Excuse me. And it used to be scheduled on, I believe, on the I forgot what it was. It was like some other time. And did I say it correctly? Oh my gosh, now I'm doubting myself. Oh my gosh. I posted something there, and let's see. It is July 20th and 21st. It was scheduled for like some other time, the 27th and the 29th. But now it's moved up 1 week to July 20th and the 21st. And those of you who are in the Midwest and also those of you who are outside of the Midwest but want to come to the Midwest to join the PodCamp, Now, if you want to learn more about PodCamp, I'm going to be putting the link on this show notes here. For the live people, you can go to podcamp.pbwiki.com. And you'll be able to find the upcoming PodCamp, and you can go there and find out more information about PodCamp Midwest. It's going to be held here in Kansas City, the 20th and the 21st. And I hope you can make it because you get to see my fat ass, and you can come and evaluate me to see if I'm fat. So I hope some of you would actually show up at the PodCamp. So if you're interested in coming, please let me know. Somebody said, it looks like I will be able to... Oh my gosh, I'm clean. I'm so glad. Okay, I think... Can I see your corn... Of course you can see my cornfield backyard. Oh my gosh, that sounded dirty. Hello, Brad, that sounded dirty. You're asking me to see if you can see my cornfield backyard. That sounded dirty. But anyway, I think Brad is going to be able to make it. It will be lovely. And I'm thinking about... suggested and encouraged by ohmypod.net, Peter and Pinoy Boy encouraged me to do a discussion at PodCamp, and we'll see what happens. We'll see if we have enough people. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to maybe start a discussion for the people who are doing podcasts not for money-making sakes. What they want to do is just to be a podcaster and that's it. Either to share your life experience or to share whatever it is. You're doing podcasts for no intention to make money. So I want to probably talk about that, and also specifically focusing on the struggles and the issues and the concerns that may be experienced by those podcasters. So as well as listeners, you know, if you are interested, the PodCamp Midwest is actually for both listeners as well as podcasters. So you are welcome to come join this with us. If you come to town, I'll show you around, because I've already taken off that weekend and I can show you around. So maybe we can go out to some place the night before, kind of like what they did in PodCamp NYC, which was turned out to be very lovely. So that's PodCamp. So nobody has, does anybody has any fortune cookie messages? Apparently not. It's kind of dead in the chat room. So let's see. If nobody tells me in the live chat, I will just then ask those podcast listeners who are listening to this on May 7th, not May 4th, be not May the 4th be with you. The May the 4th be with you is not my idea. I'm not that smart. It's actually Bruce's idea. He's so funny and so creative. I keep wanting him to be on the podcast, but he doesn't want to. And time and time again, I say, you know, people would like it if you're here, but he just doesn't want to. So anyway, I'm not going to force him, but he's good. So May the 4th be with all of you who are listening to this live, and also May the 7th be with you if you're listening to this on the podcast, and 8th and the 9th and the 10th and whatever. And the 8th is actually my dad's birthday. Happy birthday! Daddy, please! I'm so influenced by it. I've been listening to Lady Raptastic back to back for, 10, 11 shows, so I am so totally in love with Lady Raptastic. If you haven't listened to this, you should go check it out, ladyraptastic.com. Okay. Can you hear me again? Oh my gosh, Christopher is asking to eat him again. Christopher, you shouldn't have left the chat room to begin with. Okay, I'm adding him now. So, anybody wants to take a chance at the PodCamp? Message. Oh my gosh, this show sucks. Any bad fortune cookies messages? I wonder. Today, this show is just kind of stupid because I just feel like it. I was... by the way, work got a new computer, so I'm all excited setting up all the stuff at work. And let's see. Nobody wants to talk about it. Does anybody want me to call them? Can I call you Andy Melton? I don't know if Andy Melton is still in there, but Andy, maybe it's dinner time. Andy should be eating now, so. Anyway, well, if not, then I'll end the show. Nobody wants to say anything about Aramaha. Let's see, who else is talking? I just got a sandwich. Okay. Should I call anyone? Should I talk to anybody? And let's see. My gosh, too much going on in the chat room and I keep saying blah, blah, blah. Dinner time was earlier. Blah, blah, blah. I can talk about nothing forever. Oh, maybe I'll just call Christopher then. I want to ask him for his idea about doing this whole Shema Chinga. Christopher, I'm going to call you right now. So be ready to talk. Okay. I'm calling Christoph. Christoph is actually a cutie pie. Oh my gosh, he refused my call, god damn it. Okay, let's see. Oh, David B too. I can call David B. David B is from the Occasional Fig. And let's see. Oh, I need to call his cell phone. Okay, I'm going to call David B first. Sorry, Christopher, I'm going to call David B first because it's easier to call because I don't have your number programmed. So I'm going to call David B first. If you're interested, you have to tell me the worst fortune cookie message that you can think of before you talk to me. So when I call David B, I'm going to be asking him for the worst Chinese fortune cookie message that he ever gotten.
Hello.
Hello, David B.
Oh, you're much louder on over Skype.
Oh, am I very soft on the other one?
Oh, maybe I just had my iTunes turned down.
Oh, I see. But you should have it turned down now, because otherwise...
Oh, I have it off now. Shut it off.
Okay, good. I'm going to turn up the volume for the feed. Blah-ha, blah-ha. Okay, should be louder now. Anyway, David B., hello. I don't think we've ever spoken.
No, we've never spoken.
How are you?
I'm fine, and how are you?
I'm very well. I just I think I only hear about you on Archer.
I'm on Archer every now and then. What, you don't listen to my show?
I don't, actually. I don't.
I'm convinced that no one listens to it. Hundreds of people download, but no one listens.
Well, if I listen to it, you probably count 10 people because I'm fat. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So Andy Melton, you can count a whole country. Aha! And so, let's see. What is the worst Chinese fortune cookie message you can make up?
That I can make up? Mm-hmm. Oh, dear. May the fleas of 1,000 camels infect your armpits.
Oh, my gosh. That's vicious. So, did you hear what the ones that we talked about earlier? Like, you know, when you smell... When it smells, no. What is it?
Yes, I think I think I read them as. Yeah. Weren't they comments on your?
Yeah,
on
they
your
commented blog? On my.
See, blog. When I'm procrastinating at the office, I read your. I go to your webpage and read your comments.
Oh.
If I'm not reading Archer's comments.
Oh, that is very nice of you. Have you listened? Did you listen to my show from Archer's show?
What do you mean?
Did you hear about my show from Archer's show?
I think I heard about your show from your appearance on Eat This Hot Show.
Oh, see, yeah, several people. I should demand to go back to Eat This Hot Show again. But I'm not, not very good at that sort of thing. You know what I'm saying?
You know. I thought you were good.
Yeah, I was good because I have something to say, but now I don't have anything to say. And now. I'll probably suck big time.
Well, then you can just... Well, there's nothing wrong with sucking.
That's true. In fact, we like sucking, don't we?
Until your jaw hurts, yes.
Until... Well, you'll know what I'm talking about if you go listen to Archer's show last week on Thursday and Friday. We talk about sex completely. And according to Archer, is vanilla sex is just sucking and fucking, right? That's what he said.
That's what he says. Vanilla sex is just sucking and fucking, so...
Right. So, hey, since you're on here, tell us about your podcast, since I've never heard about it. I mean, I've heard about it, but I've never listened to it.
It's called The Occasional Fag. It'll be a year old next Saturday.
Oh, good for you. Congratulations.
We posted our first episode.
How irregular it is.
Well, that's why we're The Occasional Fag. We try to post every other week.
Uh-huh.
And our first episode, of course, was all about sex.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. My podcasting partner and I used to work for a sex club in the 90s.
Oh, wow,
interesting. Here in New York City. So we talked a lot about
that. Okay, sex sells, so go download the episode number one.
It's called Whores Will Be Whores.
Ooh, hung.
And, you know, of course, iTunes won't write that out. They have to put asterisks in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, right. When I write bitch and whore and, you know, I have a video called The Ugly Whore. And, yeah, it has a star, too.
Oh, the chat room wants to know the website. It's www.theoccasionalfag.com.
Theoccasionalfag.com. Yeah, you'll be posting what?
I'll be posting a new show.
Oh, good.
Monday.
Oh, good. You know what? I'd better be making notes about which website I talked about. Otherwise, I will be... if anything happens, please let me know. Like, it's not because I hate you. It's just because I forget. Occasionalfig.com. And what other websites did I talk about earlier? I'll do the rest later, the podcast and all that crap. And what number is it going to be?
Oh, you're going to ask me to remember what number it is?
No. No, I'm saying how many episodes have you created up to this point?
20-something, 25 maybe.
Oh, you are very occasional.
Yeah. We took a period off there for a while.
So it's kind of like every other week then, right?
Yeah, well, we got to a point where we were posting like every other week, and then like something happened and I missed a week, or we went on vacation, or I don't know. So, you know, things happen.
That's good.
Or I procrastinate. Now, usually I procrastinate.
Are you the one who is like the producer of the public TV?
I used to produce a show for ACT UP. On Public Access, and I used to produce a show for...
Public Access where? New York?
Here in New York City. I live in New York City.
I see. So Brian, you went to the PodCamp NYC?
PodCramp NYC, yes, uh-huh. I did. I was at the podcaster meet and greet, getting drunk with everyone, and at a few of the sessions at PodCamp.
Oh, lovely.
And running around. Actually, I just live 2 blocks down the street from Mark Tafoya.
I love New York. Oh yeah, you're the one. I remember now.
I'm the one? There's three of us who live up here now.
Yeah, that's right, because Tristan also lives there.
Oh, but Tristan lives the other end of the... he lives in Brooklyn.
But you're not the... you're not Archer's ex-boyfriend.
No, Archer's ex-boyfriend lives in Washington, D.C. That's, should we talk about this? It's Tim Cormel.
Oh, he's yeah. Okay.
Go Rainbow
Whoopsie.
Radio.
Whoops. Oh, yeah. And he did a show with my favorite podcast currently, Lady Raptastic.
I sat right next to Lady Raptastic at PodCamp. Actually, I sat between Lady Raptastic and Cheryl Murkowski. It was a very, very uncomfortable seat.
Because they were fat.
No, just because, you know, they were chatting with each other behind my back, probably about me.
I'm sure it's all about you. And I like to think I do that all the time too. I think the whole world revolves around me.
Yeah, that's why we podcast, right?
You know what? I don't really know. I think it's through podcasting that I found out that, oh my gosh, I'm actually not that selfless as I thought I used to be. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm all about myself. Oh my God, I'm starting to realize I'm all about myself. Oy vey. But you do a show with whom?
A friend of mine who I've known for many years named Brian. And we met through ACT UP and a drag abortion rights activist group we belong to known as the Church Ladies for Choice.
Oh, you know what? Somebody else emailed me too. A long time ago, was that? It wasn't you.
That would have been me. Miss Sharon Fluids has sent you an email three.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so it's you.
That would have been
me,
yes.
Put the two together.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, I'm very...
My secret is out.
It's all about me, right? So it's not about everybody else. It's all about me.
No, it
so
is all about you, John. Yeah. You are the... What, are you like the godfather of gay podcasting?
I don't care about titles. I'm not that self.
But you might be that fat.
Well, I am. I am, but I'm losing it. So for those of you who want to check out my fat, please come to PodCamp to that Midwest July 20th and the 21st. It looks like Brad is going to be able to come. I'm sort of totally, completely out of it. You know what I'm saying? Usually it's much easier when I'm just talking, when I have other people, you know, because it's all about myself.
Well, you have...
When I have live interaction, I get distracted and I get all like...
And then there's this running commentary in the chat room that one might have to pay attention to.
Right.
Chad Allen, is that what they're talking about when you say it looks like Chad might be coming?
Chad Alien? it looks Chad? Like Chad Alien to me. No, I meant not Chad, Brad.
Brad.
You know what? Talking to Norman, Norman was my listener of mine. See, I'm becoming Lady Reptastic. Please! I'm going to... No. Chad... No, shit. Brad... No, Norman said... Can I say fuck? Okay, fuck. Norman said that I used to do this voice. And I don't know if those of you who listened to me quite a while back, I don't know if you remember, I have this... I only have this one other character voice, which is my listener's voice, because sometimes I read listeners' comment or something, and I want to differentiate my voice from the listeners.
So I read like this.
Do you remember that voice? I don't even remember how it was, but Norman mentioned something, but I don't even remember. But anyway, David B. Yes. What is, in a nutshell, what is your podcast?
In a nutshell, we don't know.
So it's just whatever comes to mind.
Well, we're two activists with ACT UP, so we're kind of following
kind of political.
The activist scenes. It's a little political. It's as our tagline says, it's sex, activism, politics, and an occasional roller coaster, because we're also total roller coaster nuts.
Oh, that's nice. Now, if you do come here, you can actually go to the... what is our theme park in Kansas City called?
Yeah, what is your theme park there?
I've never been there for a long time. Because Bruce, my partner, doesn't like roller coasters, so we've been together almost 9 years. So it's been about 9 years since I've been to the... and I like it.
That would be a deal breaker for me.
It's called... I'm not like crazy, though. I'm not like crazy big psycho fan. Well, I kind of am, but I can live without.
What's your favorite?
What's my favorite what?
Roller coaster.
I don't know. I don't have a favorite one. Because I've never been on too many.
Oh, well, of the few that you've been on.
Not just roller coasters. I like those scary rides, the ones that like flip you back upside down and all that. The ones I've been on was, what's that called? I don't even remember. It's called Mamba? Mamba. It was here in Kansas City, and it was this big, gigantic drop. What is our theme park called?
One of the Six Flags theme parks?
No, it's not. I've been to the Six Flags. I've been on that Batman ride, and it doesn't even scare you a bit.
Which Six Flags?
Six Flags, St. Louis.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have not been there.
And Worlds of Fun. Brad, thank you, Brad. Okay, I shouldn't do my Lady Reptastic impression because Mr. Coates like me as myself. Okay. Please. Later, Brett said it's Worlds of Fun. That's right, it's Worlds of Fun. And there are several rides. You know, it's been almost 10 years since I've been to the last one, so I kind of forgotten. But I like ones that throw you out of your seat a bit, you know? It's the one that you let go of your hands and you feel like you're going to slide out of the seat after it goes, you know, up the hump, you know?
Over the hills,
hump?
Yes. Yeah. They call that airtime.
Oh, yes. I like airtime.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it feels like your pee is going to come out, you know? You're like, ooh! No. In Hokkien, we call it jip hong. Jip hong is like, it's like the wind enters through your groin. You know, it's like, woo, mm-hmm. Cold! So, interesting. So, do you go to different parts of the country to take different rides and all that? Are you part of that roller coaster enthusiasts or whatever group?
No, we're not. We travel around ourselves and do a few of the parks in this area or in a couple of days trip from New York City. Uh-huh. And often make it. There's a large park in Ohio where I grew up called Cedar Point, and we travel out there a lot.
Oh, very cool.
And, of course, right in our backyard is the world's tallest roller coaster at the moment.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Like how?
Six Flags Great Adventure has...
It's behind you?
Well, it's, you know, it's only like an hour drive from New York City. It's in New Jersey.
Oh, I thought...
It's tallest roller
coaster. I thought it actually is behind. It's like, ooh, that's a noisy neighborhood. That must be noisy. Well, thank you. Thank you, David. Anything else you want to add before I let you go since the show is going long?
It's going long? No, you can let me go.
I'll let you go. And we'll talk another time. And I think I'll continue doing the show for a few more moments after I finish the show for the podcast. So I'm going to call Christopher now. So thank you for calling. I mean, letting me call you David B. from theoccasionalfact.com. Thank you very much. Please.
Thank you.
Okay, I am in love with Lady Reptastic. So I'm going to call Coat. Is it Coat or Coats? Let's see. I'm going to call him. He sent me his phone number. Christopher sent me his... Christopher, where's your phone number? Did you send me a private or did you send your phone number directly in the chat room? Oh, you did. All right. So you don't want your phone number exposed, eh? So let me see. I'm going to call Christopher. Here, call this number. Okay, let's see if he picks up. Yes, I'm 60% because he's so fan like me. I heard about John.
Hello, howdy, hon. How you doing there,
John? Oh, hello. You were so perky.
I know. It's, well, you know, it's...
Oh, shut down your iTunes or whatever you're using to the live feed. There you go. Yeah, thank you. That's good. That's good. How are you doing? Tell me your...
I am just peachy, thanks.
Tell me your, the horrible fortune cookie message that you can make up. Tell me what it is.
Horrible. 6 months after starting to date my boyfriend, I got a fortune cookie message that said, "You're about to leave the one you love."
Oh! That sucks. It does.
How's that?
That's so horrible. I like those that doesn't make sense, you know? Like, you're going to get a cake or something, like, what exactly what I got?
Did you go and get a cake after that?
I did not. I'm sort of watching my figure. Do you know what I'm saying?
So, how are you, John Ong? What is new? What is going on?
I am well.
Is your show, so I guess we should talk about you. I mean, since you like you said a few moments ago, very selfish and just like to talk about yourself.
Right, because, you know, I have 220 episodes to talk about myself, so I guess I'm okay. Uh-huh. I can talk about you a bit.
It's
so,
therapy.
Tell me, school ended for you or something?
The regular semester is over. I have a final on Monday and a final on Tuesday, and I am done.
Oh, so you're not done yet? I thought you were done.
No, I have two finals, but on May 21st, I started an internship in New York City. So.
Oh, how did that go? You left me the message as you were telling me that how pissed off you are that you didn't know about this live thing.
Yeah, because one of the last podcasts that you posted was,
right.
It was, the live one that you did, and I knew nothing about it, and I was very upset.
Yes, and if it's
I
just...
I was crushed.
Oh, you know what, ladies and gentle whores, if you are interested, like Christopher, that you want me to notify you whenever I do a live show, whether or not it's going to be recorded or not, let me know in the comment area, and if I have like, more than 10 people, I actually... would put up like a mailing list or something. Otherwise, I'd just, get your email or I'll just send it out whenever I'm doing a live show just like today.
Hey, David B, and he has a good voice, good radio voice.
He does, and so do you. And I know you used to be in radio, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, all you have to do for people like me is, you spend $200 and get a condenser microphone and get a compressor and, bump up the bass and all of a sudden you have a better voice. Unlike when I'm on the phone, I sound like a duck. When I'm in person, I sound like a... Yes. And so in real life, to compensate, to go through my condenser and my mic and my compressor... So that's
my real life. Pinoy Boy and Peter, they say I need to get my own little equipment, so I too can start a podcast so they can comment on my website.
Good.
They apparently have been very aggravated about all the postings that I've been doing, all the comments that I've been leaving on their, about their podcast.
Uh-huh. That's good. Now, did you start listening to them because they were on... that time.
It's all because of you, John. It all comes back to John Ong.
That's very good. You know what? It's humbling. It's
like
humbling.
It's like 6 degrees of John Ong.
Oh, that's very wide. That's not very wide. It's almost like 360 degrees of John Ong.
Uh-huh.
So, what was I going to say? Oh, yes. Who was born in Dayton? I'm just getting distracted and looking at the thingy. So anybody else has any funny? I wonder if anybody else in the chat room has any horrible. I should call Brad because Brad is I don't think he's ever been on my live show before. So I'm going to call him. You can stay online too. Let me see if I can call him. Can I call you?
Oh my God, are we going to do a party call?
Yes. Can I call you Brad? And can I call you, who else wants me to call you? Please tell me in the chat room. Otherwise, I won't call you. I'm going to call Brad right now, though, because Brad has suffered enough of my torture of butchering his show, title of his podcast, and he even included the podcast with my burp in it. My boyfriend was so disgusted when he heard that. He's like, oh my gosh, that was you? Hey, Brad! Hello, we don't hear you. Oh, now we do.
I have to turn off my iTunes.
Hi, Brad. How are you?
Fine, thanks, John. How are you?
I am good. Hello, please meet Brad. Christopher Brad.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Why are you suddenly sounding sexy, Christopher? Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Because that's my 1-900 sex-a-lot voice.
Oh, is that going to be your podcast? Hey, how you doing?
A girl's got to make money, you know. College isn't free.
Right. You know what? I'm going to be, like I said earlier, if you come to PodCamp Midwest, I'm going to try to do a discussion of a podcast for people who do not intend to make money. You know, just doing it for the sake of doing and their issues and stuff. So if you're thinking about making money, you cannot come. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So, hi, Brad. Do you want to see my cornfield?
Yes, I do want to see your cornfield.
No, not just my cornfield. My backyard cornfield.
Your backyard cornfield, yes.
So tell me about it.
Well, you tell me. It's your backyard.
No, you tell me about how you have that vision. Why did you have that vision?
I don't know. For those of you who haven't listened to my podcast, I had this dream about John, and I don't remember any of it except it was fat. No, you didn't take up all the space in my dream. So,
oh my gosh, no, but I'm big enough to live in a field, though.
The only thing I remember in the dream was we went out. There was like a porch, and there were steps down, and there was a swimming pool, and then surrounding the whole place, it was like a big cornfield with, you know, 10-foot high stalks of corn. And that's all I remember from the dream.
You know what I remember? When you said that, I think of The Sign or something. You know that Shamalama Ding Dong movie? The M, Shamalama Night Ding Dong?
Oh, yeah, I saw that movie. That was a creepy movie.
Right, that made me think of that. So, tell us, I saw a new show posted, what, on Thursday or Friday? Last week, which is, it's Monday today, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that. Tuesday, I think.
I haven't listened to that yet because I've been obsessing with work. I've been working a whole lot. Plus, I've been obsessing with my back issues of Lady Rap Test.
Oh, good Lord, John. Just leave Lady Raptastic alone already.
Just this episode, shut up. I do enjoy Lady Raptastic, though. Do you guys listen to her?
Yes.
I only listen to her when I listen to, when, well, I only know about her when I listen to Eat This Hot Show. Kind of like some of you heard of me through Eat This Hot Show. Right?
I'm not sure where I first heard of you, John.
Well, I'm so wide, I'm sure you saw me first.
I found John when I was looking for porn online.
Oh my gosh, did you really? So you found that picture. Wasn't I impressive? Oh my gosh, you keep saying, like, you should say yes.
I said, you're big and wide, baby, just like I like it.
Ooh, thank you. Like on the waist?
Yeah, the thing is, we just need bigger monitors. We look at your picture.
Oh, exactly. You have to go to the Apple store and buy 2 30-inch monitors.
No, I'm kidding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, is there anything? Okay, Brad's podcast, 773podcast.com. He does this quiz thing. And you know what? When you do those kind of thing on a podcast, people actually do participate. I just have to tell you this. I was listening to your show on the way back from Branson, Missouri. Don't ask me why I go there. Yeah, it was for my holiday, birthday. And it's like the gayest Christian small conservative town. All the performers have this big gay teeth. Anyway, I digress. And what was I saying?
You were listening to my show?
Yes, I was listening to your show, and then Bruce was like answering questions. When you were giving out that question, then he would answer, and he got it all right. he's a trivia person, and he just knows everything. I'm totally not that way.
Yeah, I have a lot of useless information stored up here. Just
yeast information?
Useless
information. You have yeast information. That's
I have the yeast information somewhere else.
Right. Oh my gosh. No wonder I can smell it from here. Hey. All the way in the cornfield. Well, any last word from the two of you? Oh no, wait, Brad, before I let you go, please make up a bad, horrible Chinese fortune cookie message.
I couldn't think of one to make up. I don't know.
What did you say?
Oh, I went online and looked for some like bad fortunes online.
Oh, what did it say? Oh, yeah. Go ahead and read it. I think I read it earlier, but go ahead and say it again.
Beware of 10-year-olds with pennies on skyscraper roofs.
Oh, no, I did not. I did not think of that. But it's faked, right? I think I saw the Penn and Teller bullshit show, and it's not real.
Well, some of these are real from what I saw on the website, of course, you know.
No, I meant the penny thing from the skyscraper building coming down. It doesn't kill people. It doesn't like cut through your skull or anything.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the wind.
Right. And something else. I don't know. But anyway, that's Penn & Teller TV. Oh, by the way, I got a new TV. I got a gigantic TV and I'm really enjoying it. And I'm watching stuff HD and I am HD whore now. I don't watch SD anymore. No standard def.
How's the porn on that new TV?
You know what? I haven't looked at it yet. I will try.
That's the first thing you did.
I am not a porn person on TV. My porn on my computer.
They say like the porn industry's got real problems because a lot of the stuff in high def, you don't want to see a lot of the stuff in high def. I mean, they
like what?
Like, well, like actors' makeup for one thing doesn't show up really well, so they kind of have to like redo.
Like
you know,
they cannot fake the cum shot scene or something.
Yeah, filming some of the stuff. I mean, you could really see the actors' lines and stuff.
You can see the pimples on their ass.
Yeah.
somebody told me, and apparently I have another listener. I think he or she is from Malaysia, and he or she says the person says HD porns rock. Ooh. Oh no, I take that back. I did see some of the softcore porn on the Star or whatever that channel that I never watch. Every once in a while you flip through the in between Showtime and HBO, you see this fake porn, you know, the softcore porn with big boobs and hunky man faking it. If I want to see porn, I want to see the real thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I guess it works for straight guys who like boobies because you don't see anything for us. I mean, for me at least.
You know, it's not the pictures for me. It's the sound. You can turn the TV off. But
oh, really? Isn't that interesting? Everybody's different too. I have a friend who's not visual too. It doesn't do much to him. I'm very visual, you know. I don't have to hear. I like both the combination and the set with the sound and the action. But the thing is, I do not like only the crotch shot. I like to see the whole thing. I like the face. I like the whole thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh my gosh, how did this turn into a porn episode? Totally unexpected. Maybe
every episode should be about pornography.
You know what? That's going to be it, and I may actually record a show about porn coming up. So stay quiet if you can.
If you record a show about porn, does it come with free wet naps?
No, you just have to lick it.
Gotta lick it before you stick it. You gotta get it soft and wet so we can kick it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, okay, let's
stay tuned.
Let's stay. I'm going to say bye to all the podcast listeners and live listeners. You can stay tuned. And, well, if you're jealous, you can actually hear the conversation on my Raw show, which is sometime in the future. I have a bunch of Raw shows that I've recorded with Pinoy Boy and Peter, so in the can. So I'll be playing this too. We're going to be talking about what porn or whatever comes to mind. But right now, I am going to end the show. And I am going to let I am so out of whack, and I hate myself for doing that. I hate myself. Thank you for listening. Please. Well, go to my website, onlinepodcast.com, for comments or just to send me hate mail for doing a horrible show. Go to leave me voice messages at 206-888-JOHN, or go to my website and leave me a My Ching Chong message. And come to PodCamp. Go to my website to get the link, PodCamp Midwest, July 20th and 21st. I'll see you here and check out my fat. And don't forget to smile, ladies and gentle whores. Bye.